Aber die Zohar Perakem ist nevov. Balashis oivdei kachom shenichnis oleir. Balashis is a battalion of troops, of soldiers. Goyish soldiers, shenichnis oleir, they came to town. The Yiddish house is there. The goyim, the first thing they want to do is they want to loot, probably. And they also want to drink. If they came in b'shas sholem, they come in mesuder, orderly, they're not in the heat of battle, so they're civilized human beings, more or less. Chovios psuchois asurois. The ones that are open, the soldiers will drink from. Stumois mutarois. The ones that are closed are mutar because the guy doesn't open them. However, let's say they came in b'shas mulchama. Elu ve'elu mutarois v'shem p'nai lenasich. You would think it means faket, then it's awesome because there's no inhibition. But what it means is, you're not choshed that the guy is going to take himself a drink. That's not the problem. The problem is the guy will be menasech. Or there's a vayt chshash the guy will be menasech. That chshash you don't have. The guy is torud. They're taking a drink and they're moving on. There are shells whizzing overhead. That they're not going to do. Mishnah Chazayin. Umonin shel Yisrael shesholach lamayvin kechom chovish hayayin nesech bizchoron. Yiddish workers. He works in a Goyish firm. Today is very nagay, end of year, these are shouts that come up constantly. Shesholach lam, the goy, his employer sends him a barrel of wine. He sends him an expensive type of wine, bischoron. He sent it him as pay, mutorin loyma loyten lonu as damel. He's allowed to say, tutna toiva, I value the wine, but I'd rather take the cash. It means this is his salary. Not really the same thing as our end of the year parties, because nobody's getting this as a salary. They're getting it as a benefit. Over here, we're talking about the guy paid him with this barrel of yayin nesek b'schoron. He's allowed to say, give me the money. Why not? There would be a mokum to say that if he was paid with this, now what he's doing is he's trading the wine for cash. Wine that's traded for cash, the cash is also awesome. The point over here is that since they didn't get the wine yet, the yid didn't get the wine yet, so it's not considered he's trading in the wine for cash. It's interesting, halacha, it should be even better if the yid knows that the guy has shortage on cash flow, but he has a lot of yayin nesek. He tells the guy, go sell some yayin nesek in order to raise the cash to pay me, to bring me up to date in my salary. That he can't tell him, not because he's nene from the wine, but because there it's what's called b'loshen ha'poskim, roitze b'kiyumai. He's encouraging the yayin nesek to have a kiyum, in order to facilitate that the guy should raise cash with that. That you're not allowed to do either. Well, that does not stop it. Yeah, v'im shenichnas al shusam, if he got the wine already, then he has a problem, because then it's called he got the wine, and now what he's doing is he's trading the wine for cash. That's a problem. What happens if the guy put it in the reshus of the Yisrael? So normally we say that a person's kind of that which is put in his chotzer, chatzer shaladim kain la shalami daiti, but over here we say that it's not good for him to have it. So mamela, chatzer shaladim is not kind of for him when it's choyf him, bal korchoy. So mamela, then he could give it back. He said, I didn't get this. It's not by reshus, you pay me with cash. Hamoicha yeinoi lo'ivu kechovim. Somebody who's selling wine to a goy, so he has to be careful that the guy shouldn't touch the wine between the point where the deal was made up and between when the yayin became the possession of the guy and the money belonged to the yid. Because if the guy is going to touch the wine will become awesome and then he won't be able to sell it. So it's like this. Posak actually modad dom of mutar. If they made up a price, they made up, they're buying 3 barrels of wine for $500. So there is a clear, what we call a ktsitzas hamekach between the two parties. Ad shalei modad, before the guy measured the wine, he takes a measuring ladle, and he puts it into his kli. Zan dam of mutarim, why? Because we say, as soon as the guy takes the wine, the wine's already his. Because he was kaina, the mashicha. The Mashiach is only koina if there was a clear consensus, a ktsitsa mekach, between the two parties. However, modal actually posak, if he was moshich the wine before the ktsitsa was made up, so then the goy is putting it into his kli, the goy was ready minasach the yain. So then dama vasur, he's not allowed to be paid for it. Not los ha mashpech, If he took the kli that pours, shricha is pouring, this is a ladle. He takes the mashpech, umodad l'toch tzuchise shalev kechav. He takes the ladle and he pours wine into the... the guy comes. In those days, they didn't have containers. When you walked into a store, they had a big chavis. You came with your container and he ladled however much you were buying into your container and you took it home. So Mamela, if the yid with his ladle measured into the tzloichis, into the kli of the guy, a certain amount, a pound, a pint, a quart, whatever it is, v'chazal modad l'toich tzlichiso Yisrael. So then we have a major problem. If he takes the ladle after it was put into the guy's kli, and the reason why this is also is the Gemara says because when he's the yid is taking from his kli, and he's putting into the guy, there's a stream, a kiluach of yayin that connects the wine in the guy's barrel to the wine that's coming from the guy's kli. So there's a little bit on the guy's, on the yid's mashpech that became yayin esach. He puts it back into his kli, a little bit of yayin esach that mixes up with his. Yain Esach is also b'mashul, like we learned earlier. So that this is a major, major problem. Hama'ore mikli el kli. He pours wine from his kli, straight, without a ladle, straight into the kli of the goy. So the terminology of the sugya is called nitzuk, which means stream. Well, the nitzuk is a connection. The kiluach is the stream. If we see him, he gave a geese, he gave a shake of his kli, and yayin went into the kli below, into the kli of the goy. But there isn't a direct chibur of the wine from his kli to the bottom kli, so we don't see an iruv from the top to the bottom. We don't ask him. It would be a mokum to ask him because it's a close call. Whenever we see a direct stream, which is the seifa of this din, that as she'irim imenu muter, if it's spilled from it, but there isn't a direct kasher, then it's mutter. If it directly poured, so we see the stream coming from the top kli to the bottom direct, then it's also, because since yayin esach is oisa b'mashu, there has to be some type of taruvis between the wine on top and the wine on bottom. We see the whole thing is also. That's the dance move over here. The chiddush is that there would be a makom to say that it would be also, even if it wasn't a direct stream, k'mashma, that we don't ask it.